Summer is a travel season, and many of the families will return to China, going home.
夏天，大家很多人都出门旅行，很多孩子啊跟父母一起到中国去。
And you may know that I grew up in Seoul, capital city of South Korea.
大家可能知道，我是从小是在韩国的首都汉城长大的。
My dad immigrated our family to U.S. about 40 some years ago.
大概40年前，我爸爸就把我们全家移民到美国。
And this month, I took a week-long vacation to South Korea.
所以上面这一周呢，我带着我的家人，我到韩国去过了度了一个星期的假。
Yeah, it was like a going home for me.
对我来讲，就好像回家了一样。
Yeah, some things remain the same, something changed.
在那里，有些事情还跟过去一样，但也有很多事情是变了。
Yeah, a lot of walking, and their transportation system is pretty good, as I remember.
我到韩国去，我们走了，在路上走了很多的路，但是他那边的交通还是很方便的。
Yeah, we visited many places via the subway system.
我们坐着地铁去了很多地方。
And the food was also as good as I remember.
而且韩国的食物还是跟我小时候记忆里的那个味道是一样的。
Yeah, I had many food that I could not find in the U.S.
我在那边吃了很多在美国吃不到的东西。
Yeah, one highlight of our trip is that I visited my elementary school.
我这次旅行的一个高光时刻就是我回到了我小时候在那儿上小学的那个学校。
I spent 6 years in that school with a very fond memories with friends and teachers.
我在这个学校里度过了6年的时间，跟我的老师啊，跟我的同学们都有过了很快乐的时光。
Yeah, and the school was at the same location.
这个学校的位置还没有变，还在那里。
Yeah, and this is how I remember that the picture on the left bottom part, right? That's how I remember what the front gate, what the building looked like.
你看左下角的那张照片是我记忆里原来学校的模样。
But now this building, the front gate and the building got a major upgrade.
但是这次回去，你看这学校的这个大门已经完全变了，现在是已经整个就高很高大上了。
Yeah, and so it's a building that I could not recognize.
我就几乎认不出这个学校还是我原过去的那个小学校。
Now last month I shared a message about exiles.
上个星期上次我跟大家分享的信息是关于寄居的。
Yeah. Exiles are the people that reside in a country not of their own and not able to return to their homeland.
什么是寄居的呢？寄居的人就是住在别国，住在别的国家，不是他们自己的国家，但是他们也没法回到自己的家乡去。
Yeah, interestingly, Peter calls the followers of Jesus as exiles even though they lived in their own country.
让我们觉得很有趣的就是彼得把这些基督徒们叫做寄居的，尽管他们是住在他们自己的国家。
This concept comes from the Old Testament.
因为这个概念，这个寄居的这个概念是从旧约来的。
Near the end of the Southern Kingdom Judah,
在这个南国犹大的这个末期。
Yeah, the King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had 3 military campaigns to subjugate Judah.
这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒发动了3次军事进攻，想要征服犹大。
Yeah, and each time, he will bring back gold and silver to his country.
每次他都是掳大批的金银财宝回到他自己的国家。
He also forced the people of Judah to be exiled to his country.
他也是逼迫这个犹大人搬到他这个巴比伦去。
Yeah, God warned the kings and the people of Judah to repent.
神就警告这些犹大的国王和他的百姓要悔改。
But they continue worshiping other gods.
但是他们仍旧在拜别的神。
And finally, on the final campaign in 586 BC,
所以在最后的一次这个军事进攻之中，就是公元前586年。
King Nebuchadnezzar put the king of Judah in chain and then haul him to Babylon.
这个巴比伦的这个尼布甲尼撒王就把这个犹大王用铁链子拴着给拖到巴比伦去了。
And the Babylonian army destroyed the city and the splendid, Solomon Temple.
这个巴比伦的军队就把整个的城市血洗了一遍，把这个所罗门的圣殿，那么辉煌的圣殿也给全都毁掉了。
Yeah, and Judah is no more.
所以犹大国就这么样灭亡国了。
Yeah. But then after 50 years or so, Persia conquered Babylon.
大概50年之后，波斯又把这个巴比伦给征服了。
And the Persian king allowed the exile to return to their homeland.
这波斯王就允许这些犹大的这些流亡的人回到他们的本国去。
Yeah, but when they returned, it was really not the same homeland as before.
这些犹大人回到他们自己的本国，他看到眼前的一切都跟过去不一样了。
Surely they were able to rebuild their city and the temple.
当然，他们也可以重建他们的城墙，重建城市和这个圣殿。
But the land was subjugated as a province to a Gentile nation.
但是他们的家乡现在成了犹大，原来是一个国，现在这成了这个波斯的一个省。
So they were at home, but they really did not feel it was their homeland.
他们是回到家乡了，可是他们不觉得这是他们的父母之邦。
They missed their glory day of King David, King Solomon, those splendid days.
你知道这个犹太人在历史上最辉煌的时代就是大卫王时代跟所罗门的时代，那个时代已经一去不复返了。
And then they still felt like they were in exile.
他所以他们仍然觉得，尽管是在自己的家乡，他们觉得自己是寄居的人。
Now from their own story, the exiles also saw the entire humanity is in exile.
这些从这犹大的这些人他们自己的故事来看，他们觉得整个的人类都是在流亡，在寄居之中。
When Adam and Eve chose to be independent from God to define good and evil on their own term,
当亚当和夏娃决定就是要脱离神，要让他们自己来决定什么是善什么是恶的时候，
yeah, sin and death enter into the world,
这个罪和死就进入了人类世界。
And God banished them from the Garden of Eden, their home.
所以神就把他们从伊甸园他们的家乡给放逐出去了。
So all the stories of exile in the Old Testament,
所以在旧约里所有关于寄居的这些故事
So point to a hope that the coming king will restore the King David's splendid time with a peace and prosperity.
他们所有的这个犹太人的这些寄居的流亡的故事都是在指向一个盼望，就是希望有一天这位弥赛亚这位王会让他们又重建他们的家乡，又回到这个大卫王和那样那个辉煌的时代。
Okay, right. He will overthrow all kinds of oppression, oppressing powers, and bring justice and righteousness forever.
他会推翻这一切压迫他们的这些势力，然后重建这个公义公平。
Yeah. And then the Old Testament actually ends with that hope of the coming Messiah.
所以这个旧约就是在这个。旧约的结束的时候，我们就看到犹太人心里是有这样的盼望，盼望着弥赛亚会来。
And then 400 some years later, Jesus of Nazareth proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven has come.
在四百年以后，这个拿撒勒的耶稣就宣布说，神的国已经来了。
It's a kingdom that God rules.
这是神，是统治者，神来统管一切的这么一个国。
Jesus' whole ministry is to show us that the reign of God looked like.
所以神这个耶稣整个的这个传道生涯就是在告诉我们说神的国是什么样的。
He taught the disciples, such as in the Sermon on the Mount, how to live.
他在登山宝训上跟他的门徒们讲，应该怎样去生活。
He cast out demons and healed the sick to show the liberation from the power of darkness and death.
他去赶鬼啊，医病啊，都是让大家看到这个黑暗的势力、邪恶的势力是死亡的势力不能够统治他们。
And he also showed the restoration of the abundant life by feeding the 5,000.
他去喂饱了五千人，也是告诉我们说，这个神给我们的生命可以是多么的丰富。
Now, one time the Pharisees actually accused Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Satan.
有一次，这个法利赛人就去就诬告说耶稣他是用靠着鬼王这个撒旦的势力来赶鬼的。
And Jesus, of course, countered that argument and then added this to the conversation.
当然，耶稣是反驳了他们的这个诬告，但是他是说了这样一句话。
In Matthew 12:28 says that, but if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
他说在马太福音12:28，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
So what he demonstrated is that the kingdom of God is ruled by God.Here and now,
耶稣所显示出来的就是说，神的国是神是统管万有的，过去是这样，现在也是这样。
And the kingdom of God actually will restore what was lost in the Garden of Eden in the future in the new heaven and on earth.
所以这个神的国也会重建当年在伊甸园里亚当夏娃的家乡，在以后在未来的这个神的新天新地里。
So he calls sinners to repent to enter the kingdom of God here and now.
所以耶稣就呼召这些罪人悔改，现在就在此地悔改。
And expect the new heaven and earth to come.
他们就应该盼望着新天新地的到来。
So that means that the followers of Jesus are in a very peculiar state of not yet, already, and not yet.
这就意味着耶稣的跟从耶稣的这些人，他们现在目前的状态就是事情还没有发生，他们知道会来，但是还没有发生这么一个状态。
Already and not yet.
已经是实际上神的国已经临到了，已经发生了，但是好像又还没有进去。
Yeah, that gives the Christians to live as a citizen of the kingdom of God here and now.
这就是我们做基督徒的，我们现在就在此地，我们就应该是好像我们已经在神国里生活的这个感觉是一样的。
And to live with the hope that He will complete the restoration of heaven on earth united to be one.
他说回头，这个就他们是怀着这样的盼望，神会让天和地合为一体。
Yeah, that restored state of the united heaven and earth is what we call hope.
这个重建天和地，让天地重新合为一体，就是我们所说的我们的家乡。
Yeah, it's the Garden of Eden that where the all relationships are right.
这就是这个伊甸园，在这个伊甸园里，所有的关系都是正确的。
Our relationship with God.
我们与神的关系。
Our relationship with ourselves.
我们和自己的关系。
Our relationship with each other.
我们彼此之间的关系。
Our relationship with nature.
我们跟自然的关系。
All our relationships are in the right place as the in the original design.
所有的这些关系都会是正确的，就像神当初所设计的一样。
Yeah, no more evil.
也不再有邪恶。
No more death.
也不再有死亡。
No more conflict.
也没有冲突了。
Whether you are a believer or not, right? We all long for such a perfect state.
不管你是不是信徒，我们所有的人，我们都盼望着这样一个完美的一个状态。
Actually, C.S. Lewis, a very famous British writer, a theologian, beautifully described this longing that we all have in the following writing.
我们都盼望着这样一个完美的状态，这种盼望曾经就是英国的著名作家，也是个卫道的作家。 C.S. Lewis, 他是这样描述的。
He says that this longing is that they are only a scent of a flower we have not yet found.
他们只是我们还没发现的花香。
The echo of a tune we have not heard.
还没听过的曲调的回音。
And the news from a country we have not yet visited.
还没去过的国家的消息。
Lewis actually points out that this perfect state of a being is what we long for.
路易斯指出来的就是说，这种完美的这个状态是我们每个人都在深深盼望的。But
interestingly, this is something that none of us have ever experienced.
但是有趣的是，我们没有人经历过这样的一个完美的状态。
And yet somehow we are very familiar.
但是我们对这种状态好像很熟悉。We
can all talk about it, but we also long for to experience it.
我们可以去谈论它，而且我们也盼望着能够。 进入这个状态。
Yeah, that perfect state that we long for actually is the Garden of Eden.
我们所盼望的这种完美的这种关系啊，这种状态就是伊甸园。
What Jesus came to this world to bring us home.
耶稣来到这个世界就是为了把我们带回到这样的家乡去。
Now, you might say that, hey, you know, our home is a place called heaven that's somewhere in the cloud, and we're going to get there after we die.
你可能你的想象之中说，我们的家永久的家乡是在天上，是在天堂。有一天我们死了以后，就到云端的天堂里去了。
Yeah, but our final home is here on earth, with the coming of age that Jesus will reign.
但是我们的真正的这个盼望就是，我们这个家乡是在地上，而且耶稣会来重新统管万有。
So in essence, that we are kind of exiles of time, not of location.
所以。 从这个角度来看，我们似乎是也是在流亡，我们是寄居的，但不是按照这个地方地点来寄居，而是在时间的这个层面上是寄居的人。
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, like location-wise, we are already in the Garden of Eden.
所以从地点上说，我们实际上已经在伊甸园了，因为我们永久的家乡是在地上。
And Jesus will restore this earth to the final Garden of Eden.
而且耶稣会重建这个地上的。 让它成为永久的这个最终的伊甸园。所以
yeah, so it's like we're at home in Palm Beach County.
所以就像我们已经在棕榈滩，我们的家乡。But
we're not in the final home yet.
但是我们还没有到我们最终的家乡。Right,
the home is coming.
我们的这个家是会来的。So
the question is, how do we live as exiles in this world while the final home is coming?
所以当我们在盼望我们永久家乡来的时候，我们在这个地上我们应该怎么样去生活呢？
Yeah, and actually we can learn a few things from the actual exiles in Babylon.
我们可以从巴比伦的这些流亡的人身上可以学到一些功课。
Yeah, first we're going to turn to Jeremiah 29.
我们来读耶利米书二十九章。
So Jeremiah was a prophet that was prophesied and witnessed the destruction of Judah.
这个耶利米是一位先知，他是目睹了这个耶路撒冷被毁掉，而且他是传达神的信息的。
Right, and we call him the weeping prophet.
我们所以把耶利米是称作这个哭泣的先知。
Yeah, and Jeremiah 29 actually was written after the second wave of exile.
他这个耶利米书二十九章实际上是封信，是在这个第二波的这个被犹太人被掳的这个第二波发生以后。
And this is a letter to the exiles how to live.
所以他这封信是写给这些流亡的犹太人，
yeah, so
告诉他们怎么样应该怎么样生活。
We're going to read from verse 4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carry into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
这是二十九章第四节，信上说：万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说。
Build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce.
你们要盖造房屋，住在其中。我种田园，栽种田园，吃其中所产的。
Okay. Marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in numbers there, do not decrease.
第六节，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人，生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不致减少。
Verse 7 says, Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper.
第七节，我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
So what God is telling the people in exile is to settle down in Babylon.
所以神告诉这些流亡的人说，你们就在巴比伦就住下吧。
Yeah, and build your life, in the land.
然后就在这块地上去，就是盖造房屋，娶妻生子。
In verse 6, it says that increase in number actually is a kind of it's a hyperlink to Genesis 1, where God told Adam and Eve to multiply and be fruitful.
这个第六节神要说的，说你们在那里要生养众多，不致减少，这让我们又回想到神在创世纪里对亚当夏娃就说要生养众多，遍满全地。
And also it's a hyperlink to God's promise to Abraham that he will make him a great nation.
这也让我们想到神对亚伯兰说的话，是说你以后要成为大国，意思就是后裔会众多。
Now even those people are in exile,
尽管这些人现在是在流亡状态，
God tell them to recall the Garden of Eden.
神就是告诉他们要回想伊甸园。
Yeah, Abraham, the promised land.
要想想神给亚伯兰的应许之地。
Build your home and have children.
在这里要盖造房屋，要生儿养女。
Now, I've known some people actually think that the world is getting, you know, worse, and they would hold off to having children.
我知道有的人，尤其现在的年轻人，很多就觉得这个世界现在太糟糕了，他们都不想要孩子，觉得把孩子生到这样的这个糟糕的世界干嘛呢？
Yeah, why bring the children to this world of like a warped and crooked generation?
现在这是弯曲悖谬的世界，为什么要我们要在这样的世界去生养孩子呢？
But God is telling the people of exile to increase the numbers and do not decrease.
但是神对这些流亡的犹太人是说，你们要生养众多，不致减少。
Yeah. And also in verse 7, the original text reads like this.
而且第七节，这个当初的这个原文是这样写的。
Says, seek the peace of the city where I have exiled you.
我让你们去流亡的那城，你们在那里要寻求和平。
And pray to the Lord for it.
而且向主来求平安，求和平。
In its peace, you will have peace.
那个城平安了，你们就有平安。
Yeah. The Hebrew word peace, shalom, does not just mean that it's the absence of conflict.
这个希伯来文的平安不只是说没有冲突而已。
It also means wholeness, well-being.
它也意味着是完整的，而且是有福祉的。
So that's why Jewish people greet each other with a shalom, right?
所以这犹太人彼此问候的话，他都是说平安。
What it means is really is like, you know, I wish you whole. I wish you complete.
所以他这个这个问候实际上是有更深的意思。我希望你能够是平安的、完整的，一切都好。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，Yeah, right. So while you are in exile, seek the well-being of the city.
所以你们在流亡的时候要寻求流亡之地的平安。
So pray for the king and those in power.
为那些就是这个流亡之地，你们压迫你们的这些王，要为他们祷告求平安。
When they are in whole, then you too also be in whole.
所以他如果是完整的，你们也是完整的。
Yeah. Now.I wonder how many people would follow Jeremiah's instructions.
我就在想，有多少人会听从耶利米的这个教训呢
？You know, pray for those evil king that have brought us to this land.
为这个压迫我们、把我们掳到这个国家的这个王祷告吗
？Yeah, and some even say that you know what? Let's just do the minimum so that you know we don't get killed.
所以有的人就说，那干脆我们就是做这个最少的，这个让我们能够不被杀掉的这个行为就完了，别的都不作为了。
Yeah, let's separate ourselves from these Babylonians.
而且我们要把我们跟这些巴比伦人要分开来，我们跟他们不一样。
Yeah, let's not mingle ourselves with these also like ungodly people.
我们跟这些没有信不信神的人可不能给掺和到一块去。
Yeah, we certainly don't want to be contaminated with their pagan values.
我们可不想被他们这些异教这个信仰来污染。
I think that would be my strategy.
我觉得那也会是我的策略。
Yeah, but the command does not say to be separatist.
但是这个就是耶利米传达神的信息，可不是说让我们要跟这个被掳之地的那些百姓分开呀。
嗯。Now others may say they may be that hey, you know, we're going to be more aggressive and violent.
也有的人说我们应该用更激进、更暴力的方式。
Yeah, let's build a resistance force to fight these Babylonians.
我们来建一个抵抗力量，跟他们来斗。
Now, in fact, the previous chapter, Jeremiah 28, is about resistance and rebellion.
实际上，耶利米书第二十八章就是前一章他讲到的，就是这些犹太人想要去反抗巴比伦人这场斗争。
Yeah. Hananiah, another prophet, told the leaders that God told him that to fight the Babylonians and God will save Jerusalem.
另外一位先知哈拿尼亚就是这样告诉犹太人的说，你们要去斗，你们要跟他们去这个去争斗，去反抗。这样子神会祝福你们的。
Yeah, and draw your sword and break the yoke of the oppressor.
拿出你们的剑来，要把这个挂在你们脖子上的这个轭打碎了。
Yeah. At that time, these were the two political and theological views on how God's people should live under the Babylonian rule.
在那个时候，这些就是反映了当时人们心中这个从政治上呀、啊，从神学角度来看。这些巴比伦就是这些被掳的流亡的这些犹太人在巴比伦应该怎么样生活
？Now Jeremiah is not just simply advising a settled existence.
这个耶利米并不是说他就是在为他这个理念做宣传，就是我们就在这儿就这么静悄悄的过下去了，不是这个意思。
Yeah. But he's clearly using a language to declare peace ethic for the exile.Community.
他是对这些流亡的这些犹太人在跟他们讲要有一个和平的品格。
He is calling the exile to seek the well-being of the city.
他要求这些流亡的人要为这个城的平安， yeah. 要祷告求神这个城的平安。
Pray for the well-being of those pagans.
要为那些外邦人求平安。
But this peace ethic has its limit.
这种和平的这种品格也是有限度的。
It's not that these exiles will do anything and everything for the city.
并不是说这些流亡的人就要做一切能够让这个城市能够和平的事情。
Now, actually, we see the limit in the lives of Daniel and his friends who are trying to live out Jeremiah's instructions.
我们可以在丹以利和他的三个朋友身上看到，他们是试图要活出耶利米所建议的这些生活方式，但是他们的这种和平的这种生活方式也是有限度的。
So, in the first chapter of the book of Daniel, we meet four young men.
我们在《但以理书》第一章就看，我们看到四个年轻人。
Yeah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
就是但以理和他的三个朋友：但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利和亚撒利亚。
Yeah, try to remember these names.
这些名字对我们都很困难，记都记不住， yeah. 但是它是有特别意义的。Yeah.
They were the first wave of exile to Babylon because they were the elite in the royal family.
他们是第一波被掳到巴比伦去的，因为他们是皇室贵胄的后代，就是都是皇室成员。
Yeah. The king of Babylon actually will train them in all kinds of Babylonian language and literature.
巴比伦王就想要把他们训练，让他们学习巴比伦的文化，学习巴比伦的文字。
And then the 3 years of training, they will serve the king.
训练这么三年之后，他们就来服侍这个巴比伦王。
The first thing that the Babylonian official did is change their name.
所以这个巴比伦王做的对他们做的第一件事就是把他们名字给改了。
Yeah, to change their Hebrew identity to the Babylonian identity.
把他们的希伯来的身份给改成巴比伦的身份。
Yeah, Daniel, which means God is my judge.
但以理本来的意思说神是我的审判。
It changed to the name meaning a Baal protects my life. Protects his life.
被他们改名改成伯提沙撒，伯提沙撒的意思是谁啊？这个 Baal 就是他们巴比伦人拜的这个王，这个神，这个神是我的。
Baal is my protection.
这个巴利这个神 Baal 神是我的保护者。
Yeah, Baal actually is another name for the Babylonian god Marduk.
这个巴比伦王。巴比伦拜的这个神叫 Moloch， 他的另外一个名字就叫 Baal。
And Hananiah means that the Lord shows grace.
这个哈拿尼亚本来的意思说神对我有这个恩，有恩典。
And it's changed to a name meaning that the command of Aku.
但是这个名字现在改成沙德拉，沙德拉的意思就是他要听从阿库的这个命令。
Aku is the moon god, the Babylonian moon god.
这个阿库是巴比伦人的月亮神。
Yeah, and by the way, if you look at the names, if you have the word El in it, it means El is a Hebrew word for God.
我们要是看到这个他们的这个名字的这个原文啊，里边如果有 El， 这个 El 就代表的是神。
And then also if you have the word Ia, the last word I-A-H, Ia, Ya, right? It means it's short for Yahweh. It's the name of the Jewish God.
你看到这个。丹尼里两个朋友名字后面结尾都有 IAH， 这代表的就是亚伟，就是耶和华神的名字。以色列文
yeah,
在希伯来文。
And like what we say, Hallelujah, right? That's a familiar name for us, right? It's the praise to Yah, Yahweh.
所以就像我们说的哈利路亚，赞美主，这个主的名字，这个 IAH 代表的就是耶和华。
Yeah. And in English, we don't use the name of the word, name of God, we just translate to the Lord.
我们英文里头就是说。就翻译成主，实际上就是亚伟，就是希伯来文的这个耶和华神。
And then Mishael means that who is what God is? Who is God?
这个米沙利就是他其中一个朋友的名字叫米沙利，他意思就是神，神谁是神？
And it's changed to a name that means that who is Aku? Who is like Aku?
现在这个米沙利在巴比伦就被改成阿巴巴比伦名字叫米沙，意思就是这个阿库这个月亮神是谁？
Azariah, which means that the Lord helps.
亚撒利亚原希伯来文的意思是神拯救。
And then change it to a name meaning the servant of Nabu.
现在他这个名字被改成了巴比伦的亚波尼哥，意思就是是
servant of Nabu.
他是 Nabu， 他们这个神的仆人。
Yeah, Nabu is Marduk's son.
这个 Nabu 这个神是谁呀、啊？就是他们巴比伦这个。这个神 Marduk 的儿子的名字。
Yeah, but anyway, so their Hebrew names has God, Lord in it.
所以他们的希伯来文的名字里面是有神有主在里面的。
But their Babylonian names have the Babylonian God's name.
结果现在他们的名字都被改成巴比伦名字了，名字里头都有巴比伦的这些神。
Yeah. So these young Hebrew men will say, okay, we'll take on the Babylonian names.
所以这些年轻的这些希伯来年轻人就取了巴比伦人的名字。
We're gonna wear the Babylonian clothes.
也穿了巴比伦这个衣服。
And we're gonna learn the Babylonian language and literature.
而且学习他们的语言和文字。
And we're gonna also work in a palace to contribute to the Babylonian empire.
而且他们还是在这个王宫里，这个巴比伦王宫里服侍，让这个为这个国家做贡献。
But there are moments where their identity as God's covenant people comes in conflict with their loyalty to Babylon.
但是他们当他们的这个希伯来，他们的这个原来的这个身份，就是跟这个巴比伦所要求的这个他们要做的事中间有冲突的时候
，They will not cross certain lines.
他们有一些线，他们是不能越过的。
Yeah, they will seek the peace of the city.
他们是在试图来寻求这个城市的平安。
They will pray God to for the city.
他们也为这个城市向神祷告。
They will contribute their effort to for the city, the peace of the city.
他们也为这个城市的和平做贡献，去服侍这个神。
But there will be moments that they will come to a limit to their loyalty.
但是对于他们的这种对这个城、这个巴比伦、这个国的忠心是有限度，到了是有一个界限的。
And they will subvert peacefully.
他们是在和平的进行推翻他们这个。就是做一个反抗的工作。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in chapter one was about the kosher eating.
所以这个但以理书的第一章是讲到这个犹太人洁净食物的这个规条。
Yeah, they will not eat what king has prepared because it deems it's against their kosher law.
因为他这个巴比伦王当时要求他们要吃巴比伦这个国王赐下的食物，但是这跟他们犹太人那个洁净饮食的这个规条是背道而驰的，所以他们拒绝吃这个王赐下的食物。
So they peacefully approached the matter to the official and proposed the alternative.
所以他们很和平的、很平安的去跟这个管事的人来谈这个事情，怎么样来找一个替代的办法。
Yeah, so they said, "Hey, let's have vegetables and water for 10 days."
他说我们就十天里只吃素菜喝清水。
And then compare our appearance with those who eat the royal food.
然后你就把我们这个长成什么样，你跟这些没还是吃国王赐的食物的这些人来比一比。
And if you're not satisfied with the result, then we will do whatever you want us to do.
如果十天以后你们看到我们都面黄肌瘦的，我们光吃素菜不够的话，我们就做你要我们做什么都可以。
Yeah, very peacefully and not to be, there's no need to be very belligerent.
他们当时并没有挑起争斗，并没有去就是正面的去冲突，而是他们很和平的、很平安的去跟管事的人来说这个事情。
And then 10 days later, of course, they looked healthy and better nourished than the others.
十天以后，他们四个人看吃素菜喝清水，看起来比那些吃肉的人这个精神状态还要好，红光满面的。
Yeah, so they kept their veggie diet.
所以他们从此以后，他们就可以就吃素菜，就不再去为这个事情再费神了。
Yeah. Now another situation was in Daniel chapter 3.
然后在但以理书的第三章说到了另外一个状况。
King Nebuchadnezzar made a huge statue of himself, and he commanded all people to bow down to worship it.
这个尼布甲尼撒王为自己造了一个超大的一个塑像，他要求所有的人在这个像前面都要去敬拜。
And if anyone is defiant, they will be thrown into a blazing furnace.
如果有任何人反抗这个规定的话，他们就会被扔到这个着火的那个窑里去烧去。
Yeah, and then. But bowing down to a statue will be crossing the line for the three friends.
对于但以理的三个朋友来讲，对着这样一个泥塑木雕的一个塑像来鞠躬，对他们来讲，这是已经过越界了。
And then so they put their lives on the line, and they will take the consequence willingly.
所以他们就把自己的生命就交托出去了，他们就决定也这个要不管是后果是什么样，他们愿意接受。
And then they were thrown into the fiery furnace.
所以这三位朋友就被扔到这个火烧的通红的这个窑里去了。
Yeah. And then likewise, for Daniel, happened for him in chapter six.
在第六章但以理书第六章里，但以理身上发生了同样类似的事情。
Yeah. King Persia made a decree that anyone who prayed to any god except to the king will be thrown into the lion's den.
波斯王当时也下了同类似的一条命令，说所有的人如果不是敬拜他，而是敬拜别的神啊什么的，最后都要被扔到狮子坑里去。
Yeah, so Daniel would not cross that line to pray to the king as if the king is more powerful than Daniel's God.
但以理也不会向这个王去祷敬拜，因为好像这个王比他但以理的神要更伟大一样，他不会这么做。
Yeah. So he put his life in the line and then take the consequence.
所以他等于是也把他的生命交托出去，他已经可以接受这个任何的后果。
Yeah. So he prayed to his God and then thrown into lion's den.
所以他向他自己的神祷告，结果就被扔到狮子坑里去了。
Now in both cases, actually, we know the outcome was very positive.
我们大家都知道这两个故事，最后的结果让我们看起来很正面、很励志啊。
Yeah. God miraculously saved the friends from the fiery furnace.
所以神行了神迹，让这个三个朋友在火窑里头还在那儿游走，根本也没被烧着。
Yeah, King Nebuchadnezzar actually acknowledged that their God is powerful.
这个，所以这个尼布甲尼撒王就不得不承认说，你们的王、你们的神是更伟大的。
Yeah, and for Daniel, angel came and shut the mouth of the lions.
对于 Daniel 来讲，他在狮子坑里，这个天使来把狮子的嘴都给封住了。
And the king also wrote a decree to revere Daniel's God.
所以这个波斯王最后就下了一个命令，就是大家都要尊重但以理的神。
So now, in our life, when we try to subvert in a non-violent resistance,
但是在我们的生命之中，如果我们想要 来和平的、非暴力的进行反抗的话。
We may get thrown into the fire, to the furnace and get burned to death or become a lion's dinner.
我们很有可能就被扔到火药里给烧死了，也或者是就被狮子给当晚饭了。
Yeah, but our loyalty needs to have a limit.
但是我们对这个被压迫我们的这个国的这种忠诚也是有限的。
Yeah, but what we need is that we need the wisdom to know where the limit is so that we will not cross.
我们需要有这样的智慧来知道这个限度在哪里，这样我们就不会越界。
When the government demands our loyalty that conflicts with our identity as God's people,
当政府的规定让我们觉得跟我们所信仰的神，我们是神的子民，我们跟我们的信仰有冲突的时候，
That's when we need to subvert in peace.
这就是我们需要在和平的提出反抗的时候。
Now, Jesus actually also advocated the same kind of loyalty subversion we saw in Jeremiah and Daniel.
耶稣实际上也是提倡，就像丹以里和这个耶利米提出来的同样的这个和平，保持和平的这个理念。耶稣跟他们的意见是一致的。
Yeah, he did not advocate any violent aggression towards the Roman occupier.
耶稣并没有鼓动他的这些门徒去向这个罗马帝国去争斗，去推翻罗马政府。
Yeah, he advocated to seek the well-being of people you like and the people you don't like.
而且他。耶稣提倡的是说，你这个人，你无论喜欢不喜欢，都要和平，寻求和平。
Yeah. And actually, there's a story that demonstrates Jesus's approach on this loyalty, and subversion.
我们也看到，实际上是在新约里有这样一个故事，就反映出来耶稣所提的这种理念，就是我们这个对这个国家的这个忠心和我们自己要持守的东西。
Okay. Yeah. So one day, Pharisees and the Herodians team up to trap Jesus.
有一天，这个法利赛人跟希律党的人都结合起来，来过来给耶稣下陷阱。
Yeah, they asked a trick question.
他们就问了耶稣一个让他想要把他给让他陷入这个麻烦的一个问题。
Yeah, it's in Matthew 22:17. They ask, "Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?"
马太福音22:17，他们就问这个问题，请告诉我们你的意见如何？纳税给凯撒可不可以？
If Jesus answered yes to pay the imperial tax,
如果耶稣说可以啊，给罗马帝国应该要交税，
then the Pharisees could tell the people that Jesus is a compromiser for the oppressing government.
这个法利赛人就可以跟这个犹太的百姓说，你看看耶稣这个人，他是要向这个罗马帝国的统治妥协。
But if Jesus answered no,
如果耶稣说不用给凯撒交税，
the Herodians could tell the Roman government that Jesus is a rebel.Advocating not to pay the imperial tax.
这些希律党的人就可以向罗马政府告状，说你看耶稣是鼓动大家造反，不向罗马帝国纳税。
Yeah, but of course Jesus saw their evil intent.
但耶稣当然知道他们这个问出这个问题的这个邪恶的目的是什么。
Yeah, he asked for a coin that would pay for paying the tax.
所以他就说有人给他一个硬币。
And then he said this. He asked them, "Whose image is this?" And whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
耶稣说，这像和这个号是谁的？银币上的。他们说是凯撒的。耶稣说，这样，凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
Brilliant. Yeah. So they were trying to corner Jesus to two camps only.
他们这些。法利赛人跟着希律党的人是想要把耶稣给逼到这么一个情形，他只有答案，你只能说是或者不是嘛，是不是？他该怎么办？
Right. So either you are fully defined by the Roman identity and paying taxes.
你或者你是罗马帝国的子民，你就要给他去罗马纳税。
Yeah. Or full subversion against the Roman government.
或者你就是来反抗罗马帝国统治，不交税。
Yeah. But his response actually proposed a third option.
但是耶稣的回答是提出了第三个可能性。
So, what is Caesar's, you might ask?
就是所以你会问了，这个那凯撒的物是什么呢？
That which reflects the image of Caesar.
也就是说，反映凯撒的形象的东西就是凯撒的物。
Right. The inscription in that coin says, "Caesar Augustus Tiberius, son of the divine."
你这个银币上它刻的这些字是写的是。凯撒奥古斯都提比略，神的儿子。
The coin represents the Roman tax system.
这个银币就代表着罗马帝国的这个税制。
Yeah. the whole economy,
这个整个国家的经济,
the propaganda that Caesar is divine,
他还有他们的宣传, 宣,
yeah.
他们宣传说凯撒就是神的儿子,
right.
是神。
Right. Everything, all that, right, belongs to Caesar. That's the reflection of Caesar's image.
所以这个银币它代表的它反映的就是凯撒的形象它也代表的就是一切归属于凯撒的这些东西。
Yeah. So give the image of Caesar back to Caesar.
所以把这个凯撒的形象就归给凯撒。
Now, the complementary is to give to God what is God.
然后他下面这个对应的话他说是那把神的物要归给神。
Now, what is God, you might ask?
那你就问了神的物是什么呢？
That of which reflects the image of God.
那什么样的人 什么东西能够反映神的形象那就是神的物啊。
Yeah, so what reflects the image of God?
谁能够反映神的形象呢？
The Bible tells us that us, humans,
我们的圣经告诉我们说我们人就是反映了神的形象因为是按着神的形象造的
right so because we are created in the image of God right
因为我们神造我们就是按着他的形象造的
so we ought to give ourselves the whole being to God
所以我们应该把我们自己完完全全的交给神
so I will give to Caesar what reflects Caesar
所以我要把反映凯撒形象的归给凯撒
I'll dress up like the Babylonian
我要像巴比伦人一样穿他们的衣服
I'll take the Babylonian name
我也可以取巴比伦人的名字
I'll pay the imperial tax to Caesar
我也向这个罗马王皇帝凯撒交税
But the moment that you are asking me to define my identity and my ultimate value by the empire I cannot do that
但是如果你想按照罗马帝国或者巴比伦王国的来定义我的身份这个是我不能接受的
because that's God's because I am an image of God
因为我是按照神的形象造的我不是这个属于这个帝国的
okay so I'm going to just kind of conclude this whole sermon and just kind of give like a 3 points
我在准备 得出我们今天这个讲到的结论我想要给大家三点
Now, first of all, we are fortunate that we don't live in a country that persecutes our faith.
我们首第一点，我们是很幸运的，我们并没有生活在一个逼迫我们的信仰的，我们的信仰受逼迫的这么一个国家。
But they are in time, and they will be in time.
但是也有这样的时刻，甚至以后肯定会有这样的时刻。
The government or the company that you work for will force us to bow down to their laws or policies that will conflict with our allegiance. With our God.
我们不管是我们生活的这个国家的政府还是我们所工作的这个公司可能会要求我们要在他们所规定的一些法律啊律法呀、啊、一些规定面前要鞠躬 要遵守他们知道他们的道
Yeah. So we need not only the wisdom to navigate through
我们不仅仅是需要有智慧能够平安的度过
But also have the courage to subvert peacefully if necessary
在必要的时候我们也必须要有勇气能够和平地去提出我们的反抗
So I hope our relationship with our God is genuine enough that we only want to bow down to Him
我希望我们跟神的关系是真实的是我们只向神敬拜
I hope that our faith is as strong as those three friends
我希望我们的信仰能够像但以理的三个朋友一样的坚定
Because he said this to the king
因为他们对神是这样说的啊，他们对于这个尼布甲尼撒王巴比伦王是这么说的
yeah, they said this to the king right? he said that even if the God that we serve does not deliver us from your hand
他们
we will not serve your God
他们对巴比伦王这样说即使我们所信的神不会来解救我们我们也不去信巴比伦的这个神
so I hope we have that courage
所以我们需要有这样的勇气
Now, second is that we should seek the well-being of the city where we live.
第二点就是我们需要去寻求我们所居住的这个城市的平安。
Yeah, get involved in our community, in our local food bank, in a homeless shelter.
在我们的社区，在我们附近的食物银行啊，就是去做努力去服侍人。
Right. I mean, if you can vote, actually this year, right? Please do your civil duty.
而且去选举，去投票，你要。做你行使作为公民的你的权利和义务。
Yeah, let your vote be a way to support the well-being of this county, the state and this nation.
所以你去选举，不管是你住的这个郡、这个城市、这个还有我们所住的这个国家，你尽行使你的权利，你也尽到你的义务，你这就是你在保持这个城市的和平所做的贡献。
Yeah, okay, and by the way, VBS is coming.
而且我们教会的 VBS 这个孩子们的暑期的圣经学校马上开始了。
Now, if you have friends, your neighbor.That has a kids with 4 to 11 years old.
如果你的邻居啊，你的朋友，他们孩子有4到11岁的孩子
，invite them to, you can just say passing them out the flyer to their neighbor.
邀请他们来参加我们这个暑期圣经学校，你就把这个发给他们，或者是把你教会的这个 bulletin 这个周报发给他们。
Yeah, and by the way, the flyer is out in the lobby.
在这个我们的大厅桌子上是有我们教会的这个单张发给他们，让他们知道这个信息。
And pray for the kids.
要为这些孩子们祷告。
Right, you can even sponsor these kids by paying the registration fee.
这个注册费10块钱，你甚至可以帮助这孩子，就给他们把这个钱就提前付了。
Yeah, you just don't know the impact you may bring.
你根本不会知道你带来的这个影响力也许是很大的。
Yeah, they might even grow up to go to a short-term missionary trip to helping people afar.
他们这些孩子们长大以后，说不定还愿意去远的地方去短宣，就像我们去洪都拉斯的这些孩子们一样。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, okay. And the third, right? While living in this world, the world is becoming the restored Garden of Eden.
这第三点就是，我们生活在这个世界也会变成神所重建的伊甸园。
Yeah. We need to have the wisdom to distinguish what is temporary and what is permanent.
我们应该有这样的智慧，能够告诉我们什么样的是暂时的，什么是永久的。
Yeah, because the temporary will not be part of the heaven, right? The forever, but the permanent will.
因为这暂时的东西、临时的东西，我们无法带到天堂去。只有永久的、有永久价值的东西，我们能够带到这个天以后的我们的新天新地去。
Mm-hmm. So if you're smart, right? While we wait, we would convert what is temporary to what is permanent.
所以如果你足够聪明的话，我们在这等待的期间应该去努力把这些暂时的东西变成有永久价值的东西。
Yeah. So what is permanent, you might ask?
你可能就问，那什么是有永久价值的呢？
I'll list three.
我给大家有三个，可以给你们三个例子。
Yeah. The obvious one is, of course, people.
第一个就是你能带走的是什么呢？第一个是人。
So share the gospel so that they can repent of their sins and then they can accept the you know Jesus' offering of salvation.
所以首先跟大家去跟你的朋友们跟你的认识的人讲福音，这样的话他们能够悔改，能够接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主，也能够得救。
So because we want more people to come home as we have.
这样就像我们一样，有更多的人可以回到自己的家乡。
Second is God's word.
第二个就是神的话语。
Right, we really need to spend time to study the Bible.
我们真的是需要花时间来学习圣经。
I mean, we really need the wisdom and the courage to live as exiles.
我们是寄居的人，我们需要从神那里来的智慧。
We need to learn.
我们需要学习。
Meditate.
而且默想。
And know what's in this book ourselves.
而且需要自己真正的去理解这个圣经讲了些什么。
I'm so glad you are here listening to sermon.
我很高兴大家来听我讲道。
But that's just once a week.
但是这一星期就来听一次啊。
For about 1 hour.
也就是一个小时左右。
Right? But you need to dig the God's word yourself in the rest of 7 days.
所以在剩下的这个七天里，别的时间里，你应该自己去钻研圣经，去理解神的话语。
Come to Sunday school. Come to the you know Bible study group.
所以来参加主日学，来参加你们的圣经查经小组。
And you know what's even better than studying the Bible?
比这个一块来学圣经更好的是
is to teach the Bible
教导圣经
right share what you have learned with others
你跟向别人来分享你从圣经里学到的东西
be a student of the Bible
你成为圣经的学生
Now, third is that what's permanent is God's character
第三点就是有永久价值的就是神的品格
Now,Holy Spirit lives in us so that we can demonstrate God's character
圣灵住在我们心中，所以我们可以反映出神的品格。
But this is where this already a not yet scenario, right?
所以这个情形也是说已经完成了，但是还没到那一步这个状况。
Right, we're really not fully like Jesus.
因为我们
working on it.
我们是希望我们都能够像耶稣，但是我们还没到那一步，我们还在学习训练中。
So ask ourselves, is like, can I be less Can I be less self-focused? Can I be more other-focused?
我们能不能问我们自己，我可不可以不要再那么自我中心，能不能把我的重心转移到别人身上？
Can I get rid of my flesh desire? Can I be more, you know, desire for the spirit?
能不能放下更多的我的私欲，而是为了这个圣灵感动的这些事情去做？
When I make decisions, can I just choose, you know, more on God's way, or, you know, instead of my way?
当面临选择的时候，我能不能更多的按照神的这个思维去寻求，而不是来根据我的要求来做出选择
？So, during my trip, our trip to Asia, right? We really enjoyed the sightseeing and the food.
我回韩国的这一星期里，我们真是很享受当地的风景啊，当地的食物。
But most of all, what we really enjoyed was the people we met.
但是更重要的就是我们非常的享受跟那边的人的交往。
Yeah, I met my aunt.
我见到我的姨妈。
姑妈。Yeah, and you know, 40-some years.
已经都四十年前啊，我上次见她都是四十年前的事。
Yeah. I also we also met Priscilla's Korean friends.
我们也见到了 Priscilla 的在这个韩国的一些朋友。
Yeah.Even though we did not spend a lot of time together,
尽管没有时间花那么多时间跟他们在一起
but the time that we were together, we talked and learned about each other.
但是我们在一起的时候，我们就一直在那讲话，然后了解彼此。
Yeah. Likewise, in our church, while we are waiting for our final home to come,
同样的，在我们教会里，当我们在等待着我们最终的家乡的时候
we are on this journey together, here and now.
我们就在此时此地，我们是一同在做这场旅行。
Yeah, so we our church, we can learn from each other's experience.
所以我们作为教会，我们的弟兄姐妹们也可以从彼此的经验里学习。
Our lives can be an encouragement for each other.
我们生命之中，我们所经历的事也可以成为彼此的鼓励。
Yeah, we can support each other if we have to subvert peacefully.
我们可以在当我们可以需要做出和平的反抗的时候，我们可以彼此支持。
And we can share the gospel with our friends and family.
我们也可以从跟亲戚朋友来分享福音。
And we can study God's word together.
我们可以一起学习神的话语。
And we put on God's character together.
而且我们可以一起来学习神的品格。
So my prayer is that we live in this life as exiles, so that we are worthy of God's praise when we get home.
所以我的祷告是我们在这个世界上是寄居的是客旅但是我们回到我们的家乡以后我们会可以配得神的称赞
Let us pray
我们一起祷告
Father we thank you for this idea that we are exiles in this world
天父我们为这个理念来感谢你就是我们在这个世界是客旅是寄居的
And we look forward toThe Garden of Eden that you are going to restore.
我们盼望着你所重建的那个伊甸园。
That our relationship with each other, with you, everything will be the way it was.
在那个时候，我们所有的关系，我们跟你的关系，跟周围一切的关系都会是对的。
And you will be dwell among your people.
你会在住在你的民之中。
And we'll look forward to that.
我们盼望着那一天。
So meanwhile, help us to.In this journey, that help each other, help ourselves.
与此同时，当我们在一起行走在这个旅程上的时候，让我们彼此帮助。
Give us the wisdom to know where the line that we will not cross.
让我们有智慧，能够看到那条界限在哪里，我们不能跨越的界限。
And give us the courage that we will maintain our position.
也给我们的勇气，让我们能够持守我们的位置。
And we thank you that you are the God that who will walk with us and give us the strength.
我们感谢主，你是那位跟我们同行，一直给我们力量的主。
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉主耶稣基督大能的名祷告，阿门。Amen.